This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Indonesia's disaster agency says the tsunami death toll has climbed to 373 as crews continue to search through debris for survivors and bodies. President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. That tsunami struck the islands of Java and Sumatra without warning. More than 1,000 people are injured, 128 still missing. Reuters' Grace Lee has more from survivors.
Coastal residents say they didn't see or feel any warning signs Saturday night, like receding water or an earthquake.
I feel traumatized. We were just getting our supplies ready for fishing when a huge wave suddenly came. We started running with all of our family members.
Thousands were forced to evacuate to higher ground and aren't able to return home. A high tide warning remains in place until Tuesday as officials evaluate the risks and damage.
An earthquake and tsunami hit the island of Sulawesi in September, killing more than 2,500. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been sent back to jail for corruption. An anti-corruption court sentenced him to 7 years for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. Sharif was jailed in July in a different corruption case, but the Islamabad High Court suspended his 10-year sentence in September. He again denied any wrongdoing. Turkey dispatched another convoy to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened military activity comes as Ankara and Washington have agreed to coordinate on the U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria after the U.S. military withdraws its forces. Mr. Trump offered few details about his conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan said late last week Turkey is postponing an operation against Kurdish forces in Syria. That's in the wake of Mr. Trump's decision. This is VOA News. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is up and working as she recuperates from lung cancer surgery in a New York hospital. The growths were discovered during tests after she broke 3 ribs in November. Ginsburg is the most senior liberal justice on the court. Monday is the third day of the partial shutdown of the U.S. federal government. It will likely continue until at least Thursday when lawmakers return from Christmas break. Some are at issue with President Trump, who wants Congress to allocate $5.7 billion towards a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Congress had refused the president's request for a down payment on the $20 billion wall, Mr. Trump says, will help prevent illegal immigration. U.S. stocks fell sharply in early trading Monday, extending losses for the market after its worst week in more than 7 years. Tech companies, healthcare stocks, and banks took some of the heaviest losses in the sell-off, which followed news that the Treasury Secretary called the CEOs of 6 major banks on Sunday in an apparent attempt to stabilize jittery markets. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called the CEOs of half a dozen major banks yesterday in an apparent